Sunshine, all here on New Morning, the WGXC Morning Show for Thursday. Thank you so much for listening. A good Thursday morning to you. And as promised, Sonia Cintron is here. And Sonia, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, you're very welcome. Good morning. And I'm very grateful that I was allowed to come on the air to talk a little bit about a very next coming affair that we will be holding. I want you all to join us at this year's event. It's called the International Community Dinner. It will take place on Sunday, April 22nd from 4 to 7 at the Hunsut Elks Lodge at 601 Union Street. And I would like to tell you a little bit about how did this International Community Dinner came about.
Well, that's what I was wondering, because I see 17th annual, so
yes,
this has a long history here.
That's correct. What happened is right after September 11th, the event of September 11th, which of course we September 2001, of course we all remember the destruction of the World Trade Center. Some 75 or more people of the area gathered in Hudson 7th Street Park for a sharing of the views and prayers. And afterwards, actually, at the invitation of the former Reverend Leif Erickson from the part, you know, from the Presbyterian Church, we tried to ponder, we tried to figure out how can we build closer relationships among the diverse groups that are here living in around Hudson and around. And he himself observed how many people tend to gather easily around food. even when they can't speak any other language. So we got a couple of women, accordingly, a group of us women from the area, again, got together and figured, well, let's see something. What about if we plan an international dinner? And we have a group of people, and we ask them to bring food, a potluck soup supper, from their ethnic background, and we have some music, some international dancers. We just tried to figure out how can we get these people to learn about other communities, other cultures, you know, other colors of people, everything, religion, anything you can think of. So a few of us, we got together, and, you know, we figured it out. And I have to say the original founders were Karen Frischkoff, Caroline Murphy, Hosniara Kader, myself, Sonia Cintron, and Joni Hunt. And then, obviously, we have added a few other people to our group, Martin Baumgold, Abby, can't remember her last name. Abby, I always forget her name. The musician, you know, Abby?
Abby Lincoln? No.
No. No, I can't remember her name. Sorry, Abby, if you're listening. And other people have joined the group. So again, this is a 17th annual International Community Dinner. And all we ask of people is to bring a dish from your ethnic background to share. Or any international dinner, you know, food that you may be familiar with cooking. And bring it to the place. It's, we usually ask to bring it a little earlier, you know, so that we can either warm it up or set it up. And again, it's a potluck dinner. You bring your own, whatever you wish to bring. And I just wanted to mention that we welcome and we encourage and we ask all different ethnic groups to please come and support this and share with your other friends that you didn't know you're going to have friends, but you will make some friends. The Haitian community, the Bangladesh community, the African-American community, this Latino community, the American community, everybody, please. We just want to have a diverse group of people. And this year we will have conversations, as I mentioned, with friends that you didn't know you have. And we will also have international music and dance. And we're just sharing, and having empathy and learning to live with one another to make this a better world, a peaceful world. And again, we ask for you to bring a dish from your ethnic background, or you can make a donation at the door. But the most important thing is to come and share with people. Just have an afternoon of activities, community, talk, dancing, eating.
Hey, dancing and eating.
Dancing and eating. How can you go wrong? And again, yeah, this was the idea that Pastor Eric said, you know, food usually brings people together.
It does.
And we have a lot of, I want to mention this is totally volunteer. Us women and Martin, and we encourage you if you want to join us. And also to plan this, it takes a while. It's volunteer. We ask some of the restaurants and stores around to donate. They have been very gracious and very helpful. And if you have any questions, I ask you to call Martin, and he's approved for me to give his phone number. It's 518-929-1726. Again, this year is going to take place on Sunday, April 22nd from 4 to 7. So I think you have time to spend time with your family in the morning, visit your place of worship if you do. If not, just think about coming and join us on Sunday, April 22nd from 4 to 7. I am sure you will have an experience that you can share with other people.
You know, it's funny, Sonia, that, my wife and I recently got each other as a gift a DNA test kit to find out. And, you know, as with most people, you've heard family stories about this uncle, that great-grandfather, and, you know, but... And you also have an idea about what your heritage is, but when you get the results, it can be pretty shocking to see exactly how many different cultures each of us carries around to this day. And while mine, as my wife said, mine wasn't much of a surprise, hers was. And, you know, you find yourself and you wonder sometimes, you know, we have so many cultures within us, each individual. So something like an international celebration like this, I think, should be creating more enthusiasm as people do find out how much they share with others.
Absolutely. And just to, like you said, to find out, oh, my goodness, do I really have that in my body or my culture? And you'll be surprised, like you said, how many surprises you can find. And maybe sometimes you say, oh, so that's why I love Spanish music or, you know, Russian music or Polish, whatever it might be, or Irish. You know, it is an amazing world that we are in. And the more we learn about ourselves or just the next person next to you, we don't have subways here, but in the city, as you might know, if you've been living in the city, you're sitting next to who knows who. You know, so
and sometimes you get serenaded when the door opens.
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, I can't ask enough to please come and share this wonderful event, and I guarantee you will not be sorry that you spend those hours, peaceful hours, fun hours, eating good food, and I'm sure you will join us. Join the event and. Next year, bring more of it, and I still have some relatives there. So, buenos días, mis queridos escuchantes. Les quiero invitar, por favor, el domingo 22 de abril, de 4 a 7, a nuestra comida anual internacional, que va a ser en el 601 de la calle Union, aquí en Hudson. Se llama el Lodge de Hudson. Y lo que pedimos que traiga comida para compartir de su origen étnico o que pueda dar una donación a la entrada. Habrá música y baile internacional, conversación con amigos que quizás no sabe que tiene. Y si tiene cualquier pregunta, puede llamar a Martin, el teléfono 518-299-1726. De nuevo, por favor, les invitamos a que comparta con nosotros la comida internacional el domingo 22 de abril de 4 a 7 en el Hudson Lodge 601 de la calle Union en Hudson. Espero verlos a todos los amigos latinos. Por favor, vengan, invite a sus familiares para que comparta con nosotros este momento tan importante. Gracias, que tengan buen día. So my friends and listeners, please come join us. And if you have any questions, I'm here for a little while. If you have, there's any questions, you can address them to Pete, and he will be glad to answer you.
Well, thank you so much, Sonia, for stopping by. And, you know, let's hope for a great day. And the 17th annual, that's really something.
Amazing, but yeah, after September 11. And, of course, Pete and
KJ.
So Pete and KJ, I hope to see you there as well. And I'm sorry I could not pronounce KJ's name.
Well, Sonia, thanks again. And we certainly appreciate you coming by and being a part of such a worthy cause for all these years as a volunteer. That's really something. Thanks again.
De nada y que pase buen día.
Okay.
Adios.